Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. No man, don't you want?
I think about where Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Maryland all come together and touch. There's a lake there called Deep Creek Lake, which me and my family have been coming to for the last 20 years. And I'm coming to you live right now from Deep Creek Lake. You can reach me at 347-945-6713. We got 5 lines open and we'd love to hear from you. Norm at Night, live from Deep Creek Lake in Garrett County, Maryland. Yes, sir. Tonight's topic, what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. I mean, originally, I thought that I'd talk about summer reading. What are you reading this summer? You know, the lazy, hazy days of summer. You find yourself a tree, you find yourself a good book, you sit down under it, and you read. God, I love those lazy days when I was a kid. So what are you reading this summer? Let me go check the, Let me go check the chat room and see who's here. Ah, a guest with no names come aboard tonight. It's been a while since I had a guest with no name online. So guess, what are you reading this summer? You know, reading for pleasure, reading for work. Just reading, you know. I like reading. We did more. A better place. So, guest with no name, what are you reading tonight? Well, Norma is reading a ton of things. Hey, guest. 3570, what are you reading tonight? Let me go back, see if I got anybody coming in on the chat line. Not on that chat line, you dimwit. Anybody coming in that has still got 5 lines open? 347-945-6713. God, I'm getting so fat, I get out of breath just getting excited about Norm at Night. Everybody who knows me knows I have a soft spot in my heart for the Irish, particularly those who live in the North, as I've had some wonderful students from Northern Ireland, but... If you'd like to say anything about the last couple of days with all the rioting in Belfast, the Protestants did their usual marches, and this year there's been quite a Catholic reaction to it. July the 12th is the day that William of Orange defeated the dethroned James II, and they always have big parades through Ireland. If you'd like to talk about that, give me a call. 347-945-6713. Or come join us in the chat room. Um, there were some really interesting things that have been said about those Irish marchers. Let's see what anybody's saying in the chat room. We just got listeners tonight, apparently. It's not only the guest with no name, it's the guest with no... Hey, I just had a great... the guest with no name tells me that he just finished reading The Outlaw, Josie Wales. Says it was a great novel that the movie was based on. Currently reading The Tall Man. Next up is The Long Rifle. You know, it must be kind of nice to have a genre that you can read in that there's just book after book after book written about. I envy the guest with no name. Another thing we can talk about on this show tonight is still no callers. Five lines open, 347-945-6713. There's some activity in the chat room. But Norm, what is Norm reading this summer? Well, I'm reading three books right now. One, I'm reading for something I hope I'll be teaching in the fall. Hey, I got a caller coming in. Go ahead. You're on with Norm at Night.
Hey, guy. How's your vacation going?
Hey, how's you doing? Yeah, I'm here on vacation in Deep Creek Lake, Maryland. We're having a good old time.
Hmm. You've been away from Buffalo too long. You say
yeah, creek. I guess I have.
It's a crick. You know it's a crick.
Oh, crickly. That's right. It's not a creek. It's a Cattaraugus is crick.
It's a crick. Casanova crick.
You know, actors just finished a wonderful meal tonight. Salem's hot dogs and nice
Italian
from Donnie's with green peppers and onions.
Oh, geez, yes.
Oh, God, I'm so full. Oh, and I've been drinking beverages since early this afternoon.
Oh, beverages, yes. Well, I just
the wife is Crystal Beach. But anyway, what I was Norm is reading right now actually a young adult's novel called Johnny Tremaine, which I've read it several times.
Didn't we get that?
In a while. It's about the boy who fifth apprentice, and he spills a crucible of hot silver on his hand and turns it on.
Yes. There was a Disney movie. We saw
he gets
that.
Arrested. Mm-hmm. It's a great book. I'm reading War and Peace again.
Oh, good God.
You know, I forgot how good it was. Except War and Peace, I'm having a great time with because I'm reading it on my iPad.
Oh,
and that's a different reading experience. Yeah, it's a free book at the Apple Bookstore, and sure enough.
Yeah. Well, you've gone to have you gone to the Google thing? There's like 500,000 books or something.
There's still lots of lawsuits about all that. They're still trying to work it out.
But
I'm reading War and Peace. And, God, all my books right now are rereads. Johnny Tremaine, War and Peace, and Democracy in Education by John Dewey.
Mm.
I got a bunch of other books started, but those are my three mains.
Yeah,
I've
got two going, both, you know, sort of related. Christopher Hitchens, Why Orwell Matters. And then I have George Packer's All Artist Propaganda, which is a collection of Orwell's essays, anyway. So I'm very Orwellian these days.
Oh, hey, you know, when I see that word,
but it's the only way I can understand the news. You see, I have to think in those terms.
Yeah.
News.
Well, I saw this, there's this billboard. I saw it on the Ed Show today.
Mm-hmm.
There's this billboard, I think it's in Wisconsin, I'm not positive, but it's got a picture of Adolf Hitler.
Oh.
Then it has a picture of Barack Obama, and then it has a picture of Nikolai Lenin. And the captions are National Socialism, Democratic Socialism, and Marxist socialism, and I got such a kick out of that.
Yeah, Marxist socialism doesn't quite work for me. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, it was really pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That's what I'm reading. And we're also talking about the rioting in Belfast that's been going on for the last 2 days.
Yeah, that hasn't been getting much media attention at all. You know, I haven't seen much of it on the national news or that.
Yeah, Muslim terrorists are one thing. When you start having Catholic terrorists, it becomes a little dangerous.
Oh, yes. Well, but on the other hand, this is like Nazis marching through Jewish neighborhoods in Illinois, you know. Same thing.
Well, you know, the
Protestants.
The Protestants did go marching through the Catholic neighborhood yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, that type of provocation, you know.
82 police officers went to the hospital.
Yes, of course.
Well, I mean, it's not funny, but I can't help chuckling. The only one who was seriously hurt, and I don't mean to lighten the impact of what happened to the poor policeman, it was actually a policewoman.
Mm.
Somebody dropped a paving stone on her head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not funny, but I mean, she's going to be okay, so I guess you can laugh about it.
She's an orange woman, I assume.
I don't know. She was a British police officer, though.
Oh, all right.
But anyway, We're having a good time. Oh, the other thing I wanted to talk about tonight, if anybody, although I love talking about books, I'll never get tired of talking about books.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody wants to talk about what Harry Reid had to say.
Oh, I haven't heard anything recently, but what?
Oh, well, this one was... And people are throwing stones at him, especially after Barack Obama went out to Nevada and campaigned for him.
Oh.
He said, well, he said today, and to be quite blunt, Norm agrees with it, that the president needs to be more confrontational with these Republicans.
I would say so. I mean, you know, without being objective, as I sometimes am, he's rather passive, I think. And I think Democrats in general are rather passive.
Right, well, I got this great comment from somebody in the chat room. The comment goes, a stone was dropped on our heads. Who's rioting, the Three Stooges? That was pretty funny.
The Irish need some Green Panthers.
Yeah, some Green Panthers. They're great. I'm a Grey Panther. That's what they're calling. Remember the Grey Panthers? Those old people were militant?
Well, I think not all of us, but most of you and I qualify now. So.
I certainly would be qualified as a Grey Panther.
Oh,
that 60th birthday's creeping up on me. About 2 months now. September the 20th, 1950 is when I put my first touch on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of childbirth, this is really strange. It's sort of on topic, but off topic. I was out shopping today, and I saw this shampoo.
Yes.
Like the women's section and all that. Guess what the ingredient was?
What?
Placenta.
Oh, stop.
I'm not kidding.
Let's wash our head. Let's wash our head.
Well, it said on the label, placenta, and then when you, I had to read it, of course, I picked it up, and it was placenta enzymes. I didn't know what, you know, this is good for your hair, you know what I mean?
Hey, any of you want to call in? I got four lines open, 347-945-6713.
But it was really there, man. Placenta was in that shampoo. I didn't buy any.
Oh, God.
I didn't see any advantage at all. But, yeah, you know, I guess that might get people up and, oh, wow, I got to have this product. But really, think about it, you know. What are you going to do with a placenta? I mean, I don't know.
I just don't know.
I know. People fry it up with eggs and whatever, but, you know, I don't want it.
Oh, I must have. The other thing I'd like to do, I'm really kind of getting excited, people, because my listener numbers just keep piling up. I don't know why none of you call, but I've gone over 7,000 now.
Whoa, baby.
And so, yeah, no, I'm
That's
really
neat.
Starting to get excited.
Mm-hmm.
The graph starting to, the increased graph is starting to bend to have that almost straight up exponentially.
Well,
and so
I hope
I'm getting kind of excited about that. But I got to make an apology for anybody who tried to tune in last week.
Yeah.
Never been known for his organizational prowess.
And he did not schedule a show.
I didn't realize that June had changed to July, and I've been going in 2-month spurts now as far as reserving time with Black Talk Radio. And last week was the first Tuesday in July.
Yeah. Okay, you're 59 years old, and every single year, June has changed to July, but this year you forgot.
Well, no, what I forgot was I didn't extend the show past June 30th.
Yes, I know.
And they're still giving me a hard time about, excuse me, they're still giving me a hard time about becoming a paying customer. I prefer to keep it on the, yeah, especially since I'm starting to get real listener numbers.
Oh.
Everybody's smelling money.
So you would pay them or they would pay you? What is it?
No, what would happen is I would, Norm would pay them, then I'd be able to screen calls. I'd be able to have a co-host without using up one of my switchboard lines. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you've effectively become the CH.
Last few months.
And the other thing, there's all kinds of advantages. Plus, I get to take a bite of ad money if I wanted to put ads on the show.
Oh.
And I don't really have any desire to do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, anybody out there want to jump on the gravy train?
I mean,
so
the way it
say,
is. Has
Barack Obama been too kind to the Republicans? Has he been too much of a peacemaker?
He's got
to be more confrontational with them.
Well, I would like
to. Oh, there's another thing everybody's talking about that I would like some viewpoints on. The Senate changing the filibuster rule. I like this.
Neither side wants that.
Socialists never have to pay for anything. The government should pay for your Blog Talk Radio. I guess my listeners have me branded.
Oh, yes, yes.
The fat left-hander, he's out here on the Blog Talk gravy train.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, the government should give me web space and
Wait a minute here. Another listener writes, 7,000 listeners, could we have Blog Talk cooking the books here? I'm not cooking the books. I'm just an interesting guy.
Let's consider too. What amount of data mining is going on out there these days?
Well, I don't know data mining.
Well, there's extensive data mining going on. I mean, let's face it. So the way to find out what people are doing and thinking and all the rest of that is, you know, you've got to go out there.
I've been having some conversations for my regular job with Apple Computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we got a salesperson who was connected to me. Mm-hmm. Well, I get this email. He says this is a pure accident, right? My iPad, but I get this just a straight email from him that, look at this movie. It was made completely with an iPhone. Editing, shooting, the whole lot.
Yeah, I've heard their camera is exceptional. Yeah.
Well, you know what? And so what is this video of? A little girl and her grandfather going to the train store.
Oh.
Now, that was an accident, wasn't it?
Oh. My eyes are misty.
I've put all these videos online that just know Norman Constantine. You'll find them, and sure enough, these videos are all of trains, model trains.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got a big kick out of that. That's data mining.
Oh, absolutely.
Another person that does just spectacular data mining is Apple Computer. Not Apple Computer, I meant Amazon.com.
Mm.
I cannot, you know, that little, we have recommendations for you. If you're not Norman Constantine, you know, sign in with a different name.
Yeah, yeah.
These books are written for me.
Mm.
And I'm, like, buying half of them.
Yeah, I get to.
So I guess my Hey, how many of you people out there listening today, or folks? I guess you're supposed to say folks. That's the DJ term. So how many of you folks out there, I like people. Power to the people. Power to the people. All right, I won't sing anymore.
Seize the day, I'm sorry. 1960s.
Seize the day. Carpe diem. Carpe diem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seize the day. You know what that gets you? 8 hours more of work.
Yeah.
Well, we're drawing into the second half hour of the show. Since my listeners are going up, I actually officially decided to go for an hour. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm on vacation, I wish I'd have waited until next week.
Yeah. Now,
but
are people able to say, like, download, you know, like have automated?
Yeah,
downloads?
That's what most of the listeners are probably coming.
So that's what they do. Yeah.
They just download the show during the week.
Yeah, like my DVR thing, and it just downloads the show. You know, there's certain shows I like to watch, but
right, exactly.
Yeah,
and
it, you
so there's thousands of people out there that.
So I have all my Name Is Earl shows are all set up there for me. I watch.
My name is Norm. Yes, it is. Somehow, I'm gonna connect Block Talk Radio to school this year. I just don't know. I mean, you have to be very careful because
if you don't know. Some people may say words. You may say we may all say words. Or
you
or,
know what I mean. You have a responsibility
that
or,
not for children. Yes.
Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Hey, here's another. The Blog Talk Conspiracy. Oh, here. somebody writes, the Blog Talk Conspiracy, feed Norm's ego, play to his primal instincts and cultural need to succeed, more paid customers.
Hey, money talks, right?
Anyone really care about the World Cup? Or would it be un-American to speak of soccer during the Major League Baseball All-Star Game?
I lost interest when Germany lost, but that's the way that is.
Well, I thought the final game was, I enjoyed watching it, and I thought the right team won. But anyway, speaking of Major League Baseball, whatever you thought of them, let's all just take a minute or two to pay some respect to George Steinbrenner. He died today.
Oh, yeah.
Died today. He was 80. And, a moment to George. Whatever you thought of him, Major League Baseball might have died without him.
Yeah, he put some energy into the whole thing. I mean, it was a lot of theater going on. Him and Billy Martin and all that, you know, but,
but the other thing about George Steinbrenner, he realized they had to keep the small markets in the league, else his gravy train ended.
Mm-hmm.
And so he really did a lot to share the wealth with the Pittsburghs and the Milwaukees and the Tampas and the other small markets. And, that was really nice of him. But who cares about the All-Star Game? I don't think I've watched the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in 10 years.
Mm. Yeah, once in a great while I'll watch, a Giants game. I'm out with friends, and we got to watch the game, and they're Giants fans, you know. So, I got to watch it.
Well, I still have a soft spot in my heart for the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You were the Dodgers. You were like the only Dodgers fan at the Night Owl. I remember that.
That's right.
Everybody else was Yankees, and you were there alone.
That's right. Those were the years they were the Yankees.
I couldn't even defend you. It was like, God, what a choice.
Oh, yeah, it was a little dangerous being at the Night Owl. Hey, come on, somebody else join us on this line, 347-945-6713. This is Norm at Night coming to you live from Deep Creek Lake, Maryland.
And that was back in the old days when Reggie Jackson, he was just
I went to see my first Major League Baseball game in the old Exhibition Stadium in Toronto. When the Blue Jays got their team.
Yeah.
That was, and I remember throwing a box of popcorn at Reggie Jackson in right field. Mr. October.
Yeah, that was the man.
We got 29 minutes to go. Call us with your reading list. Call us with your opinions of Barack Obama. Call us with your opinions of Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody out there even know if DC United is still playing soccer?
Mm-hmm.
They are having one horrendous season.
Yeah.
There
was lots of good news today.
What happened?
Intel. They had.
About Intel?
They had the best quarter in the history of the company.
Really?
The greatest profits they've ever seen in 42 years.
But why?
Well, some of the chips that they're selling are, like, extremely popular, right? Like their Atom chip is just...
Uh-huh.
Because that is part of the new video thing. That's going to be in phones all over the place before you know it. This will be for television or cable or however the hell they get it. 3G, you know. But yeah, that's pretty good. I wish I had more share. I only have 500 shares, but geez, after hours they were up like 7.5%. Yeah, that's a good one.
So that's good for you, huh?
I like that. But at the same time, of the companies here in California, Intel is at least still has a sizable presence, you know. And, I mean, I think California is in real danger of losing a lot of industry. I mean, well, we already have, you know, but it could get far worse.
I wonder if California will be the first state to go bankrupt.
That's a possibility. I mean, there are no provisions for it in bankruptcy law for a state to go bankrupt, but... the amount of debt pension obligations and all that absolutely astounding. There's nothing close to it anywhere in the world. I mean, we're as bad as Greece. Nearly as bad, except that they're taking measures to solve their problems and we aren't.
Oh, a caller, or a listener chats in... So you're at Deep Creek Lake, huh? Well, do you have a paddle or at least a paddle app for your iPhone?
Oh, I understand you can solve the problem with duct tape. I saw that
That's
today.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
another listener comes in with, Obama's ratings are falling faster than the RSVPs for the BP Customer Appreciation Picnic. some of these listeners should think about quitting their day jobs and writing jokes.
Yeah. Well,
although I guess the only place they're making it is on TV.
Yeah, well, I certainly...
I mean, it's not Norman Nice.
Yeah, I hope this whole thing is working. But, you know, there's... Even if the well is capped and all of that is fine, you've still got 175 million gallons of oil floating around there.
Yeah, but they're sucking it up, and they're going to turn it all into gas.
Well,
so.
I certainly hope so, but I mean, it's still...
You know, and it's just
it's
pure arrogance on human beings' part to think that we're going to really upset anything about the ecological balance of this planet. We're really insignificant in the greater... We're
we're really insignificant in the greater flow of things. Hey, yeah. I understand. Wait. I just got to give a shout out to a regular listener. I hope that dissertation's going well. And pretty soon we'll be able to call you Doc. I'm pulling for you. But I just had to get that in.
Well, back to your thing there. You know, I'm not a molecule, so I don't think of myself in the greater scheme of the universe and all that. You know, I'm a human, and I like my Gulf Coast shrimp. All right? And I like my gasoline to be under $3
a gallon. Wait a minute. Somebody's just taking a swipe at Norm. And
bet they will.
if you never lived or spent any real time in the Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Gulf Coast, then the impact's hard to imagine, so shut up.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good answer.
Well, you know, so
I lived in Biloxi, and I know those shrimp folks, and I enjoyed that shrimp, and I enjoyed all the New Orleans food. And if you're going to screw that up,
I got another guy
you're
coming
on the wrong side of me.
Your co-host sure is right about that. Best shrimp in the world come out of those waters.
Goddamn right.
Let me go back and see if I can get any callers on the switchboard. Hey, we got 20 minutes left. 347-945-6713. You want to or come into the chat room and try to take off Norm's head.
Call in. Come on now.
Hey.
As John Wayne said, we're wasting daylight.
Oh, no, I know that John Wayne reference is going to bring a whole bunch of chat room activity. We got some Western fans out there that just love
One of his best movies, The Cowboys. That was an excellent film. I have the DVD, of course.
The Cowboy, how do you like that film?
That was
What do you think about the cowboy? Let's see if he's still listening. I don't really remember that one.
That was the one where he had to move these cows and there weren't any, he couldn't get any ranch hands or cowboys to help him. So he ended up hiring like a dozen kids. And they were all like in their teenage, you know, in their teens.
Uh-huh, young guys.
Yeah.
Rookies.
Yeah, and so, anyway.
Well, why couldn't he hire cowboys?
It's one of the few movies where he gets killed.
Oh.
So,
I remember Sands of Iwo Jima. He's laying there on the beach at the end, and he says, I'm going to sleep good tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, there weren't very many where he got killed, but this was one, and it had an exceptional soundtrack. I think
he got wounded in the longest day.
I think John Williams did the soundtrack on that. I have to look that up.
Come on, you guys! I know you're out there listening. Somebody from the chat room who can call in, give us a call. We want another voice on here for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. Speaking of this whole, I don't know, I was down at the lake today, and I was just sitting on the, or actually I was standing, staring down into the water, and I'm watching all these little minnows floating around, and I'm watching them eat all kinds of shit, stuff, and I'm thinking of all the people yapping about the Asian carps getting into the Great Lakes. And then I'm thinking, you know, there just happens to be this stuff there for these fish to eat. And I'm thinking, it's all God blessed accident.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an accident. I am an accident. So what do you think about that, people out there, especially all you people that have been recently saved, born again, or whatever you want to call it? Is this all just a big accident?
Oh, yeah, well, amino acids, somehow they got all out of control, and before you knew it, it was a tadpole.
Well, there's a great computer simulation that you just keep trying to put combinations of amino acids together randomly, hoping you get the ones that make life. It's trying to simulate the primordial soup.
Yes, the soup.
The soup.
Needs more salt.
More salt for the soup. That's right. Well, we got 19 minutes to go. If you're going to get in on the show tonight, it's 347-945-6713. I got my teeth in tonight so you can understand every word I say.
Okay.
Well, some nights I don't wear the bottoms. I forget.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, really.
It's hard to do because when the top hits the bottom, there's nothing there to, resist.
Well, usually after I eat, I clean them and I just put them in the cup. And then I remember it's Tuesday. And if it's Tuesday, it's Norm at Night.
Oh, okay.
Coming to you live, usually from Cat Harbor, Virginia, sometimes from Bowie, Maryland, and on this special occasion, from Garrett County, Maryland, Deep Creek Lake, somewhere between Oakland and Cumberland.
Oh,
I'm out here.
Oh, my family had a reunion last weekend, or whatever, Saturday.
Where?
At they had one of the city parks, Houghton Park. In Kaisertown.
Really?
Yeah.
I just connected on Facebook with an old friend from Kaisertown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in fact, you don't know the guy I connected with, but remember the guys from the Polish Village?
Yeah.
Well, they were all
that lived in that basic area, right?
Right. Yeah. Ray and Gary and I met all these guys through my friend, who I connected up with. We used to go to Crystal Beach, before Crystal Beach, I meant to say, we used to go to Sunset Bay when you could drink on the American side at 18.
Mm-hmm.
It was closer to the steel plant, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, fortunately, it was upstream from the steel plant.
Hey, let me see what's going on in the chat room. Oh, by the way, I'm supposed to make it clear to my know-it-all co-host that he was killed in the shootist. That can't be right.
Yes, he was killed by what's his name, Bruce.
I don't even know that movie.
Bruce Dern. Bruce Dern killed
him.
There's dog shooting.
Barking in the background.
All right. What's that? Oh yeah, it's
Hey, you want to hear a fun story?
Yeah, Bruce Dern killed John Wayne in The Shootist, and John Wayne died in the Cowboys, and then also Iwo Jima.
The sands of Iwo Jima, and I remember he got wounded in The Longest Day.
Well, didn't they show a thing where, I forget now, where he was, wasn't he like shot, but you didn't actually see him die? I'm trying to remember how it ended.
Yes, I got another guess. This is your buddy's right. He hired kids to work the herds. Atheist Radio. Oh, what I love to talk to you. I see an atheist radio here in my, a guest with no name is in the queue. I don't think so.
Well, give him a shot.
Hey, wait. Hey, go ahead, guest with no name. I'm happy.
I'm just taking a break.
Oh, well, that's good.
My fingers hurt. I can use my voice.
You should become a comedian.
No, I have bills to pay.
Well, just
I never even knew about you two guys. I'm talking about The Shootist. I didn't even know that was a movie.
Yep.
It was last.
Was
movie.
It a Western?
It was his last movie. Before he died.
It was a Flash movie.
It was Wayne's last movie.
Oh, last movie.
Yeah, Ron Howard was in it, and Lauren Bacall.
You know, I think I saw it.
It was on over the weekend, or during the 4th of July, or something like that.
Yeah. I can remember Bruce Dern.
Jimmy Stewart was in it. Jimmy Stewart played the doctor, and Harry Morgan was the sheriff in town, and it was his last film.
I remember
Atheist Radio.
Attacked down the streets for shooting John Wayne.
Hey, all I want Atheist Radio to join this conversation. 347-945-6713. You get on here with Norm. We'll talk a little transubstantiation.
Hey, you know what I hate? You know, and this I'm not trying to be funny, but I hate these phones they make. Not cell phones, but like the home phones for your house. These plastic things. I bought three phones from Best Buy. One of them, like half the numbers don't work on it, but the caller ID little window works just fine. Another one fell out of my pocket. The window doesn't work, but the buttons all work. So I sit around with two phones, and when it rings, I have to check the ID on one and answer with the other. It's a pain in the
Oh,
I hate it.
That's funny.
Those cheap, like Unitec type things?
Well, I mean, I guess it's relatively cheap.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You pay like
80,
90 bucks for
free. Cost, you know. But no,
I mean, you would think that nowadays you could drop a phone and it won't, you know.
Yeah,
it's not like I dropped it out of a third floor window. I dropped it on a padded carpet 2 feet off the ground.
I got to tell you a phone story. I think you two guys will get a kick out of it. Everybody who hears it or saw it or was there gets a kick out of it. I know some of those listeners will get a kick out of it. But I've had some trouble making my iPhone ring. And all I can ever make it do it, I turn on the ringer and I don't hear anything. Well, my nephew gets a hold of my iPhone. I asked him if he could fix it. I told him I wanted the blues. I wanted the blues ringtone. To ring for anybody who calls me. So he says it's all ready. Well, there's this place called Lakeside Creamery out here in Deep Creek Lake where they make homemade ice cream.
Oh.
Guy was a college kid. He came out here and just at a whim started selling ice cream, and now he's a multimillionaire. It's amazing. But anyway, so we're sitting out there and we're watching the lake. And all of a sudden, we start hearing this duck quack. And there's these ducks swimming in the lake. And my brother says to me, I see a duck. He must be looking for his mate. It must be over here in the weeds somewhere. So I'm looking in the weeds for his mate. And this quacking keeps going on. It's my nephew. He made the duck quacking my ringtone. Kept calling my phone, which was in my pocket.
Did the duck ever find its mate?
Finally, they told me I was mad.
Oh, I can just see, you know. Oh, pardon me, I have a quack in my pants.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
I had a plumber with a quack in his pants.
Yeah, I know. It could have been.
Come on, Atheist Radio, give me a call. I see you here.
Hey, you're a big soccer fan. You'll appreciate this. It's 0-0, top of the fifth. You're a low scoring. You're a fan of low scoring sports. 0-0, top of the fifth.
I guess they hit.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm sure the Netherlands got a medal. Remember, everyone gets a medal when they play soccer.
Everybody gets a medal.
Everyone gets a ribbon. Everyone gets a participation medal. It's okay.
All right.
That's how they draw those kids in. It's like brainwashing them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a socialist sport. Everyone gets something.
That's right. The soccer socialist. We can add that to the national socialist, the democratic socialist, and the Marxist socialist.
Here's an experiment for you. Go. Try not to be too creepy, but go out to a soccer game where a bunch of the league is playing and look at the bumper stickers on cars. And read them and see what demographic is doing that. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I'm thinking my only bumper sticker is an army one. It just says Army of One. I'm assuming I wouldn't see that there.
Army of One. Hey, speaking of the army, everybody out there, if you say prayers, say one for my nephew. He's going to Afghanistan on Saturday.
Oh, shoot. Oh, man.
And my sister's husband's daughter, her husband is in just left for Afghanistan last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, Obama, you're surging, baby. You're surging.
Yeah, some rough duty. Nothing like what we did. I give these guys credit because, you know,
I was lucky. I even got my enlistment shortened because the war ended.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to get all the reserve officers out who didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
I couldn't sign fast enough.
Yeah.
Not because it was because it wasn't the way I wanted to make my living, and I might as well have got started with the way I wanted to.
Oh, shoot. Well, you know, when I was doing reserve, you know, late 80s, and then I was out in 90, I missed the Gulf War by a matter of months.
Wow. I'm surprised they didn't call you back.
It wouldn't have been bad duty, but, I mean, still, it was like, hey, you.
Yeah, I forget, what did you do in the Army?
What's that?
What did you do in the Army?
Oh, shit, I did a lot of stuff. I was supposed to be a combat artist at the division level. And I ended up at battalion level. Doing every goddamn thing. So
I didn't even know they had division artists. That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, but
for combat artists,
you were like their media person. So you would work with the high ups and do presentations and maintain the battle books and that sort of thing.
What is a battle book?
More or less, if you're in an actual theater of operation, like in Germany, then you have to have battle plans drawn up, which are changing continually. They keep rotating the plans. By the time I was there, everybody knew the plans. The plans had already been published in paperback novels, for Christ's sake. So there wasn't much security anymore, you know. So, I mean, how many ways can you defend the fold the gap? You know, there's only so many ways to do this, right? So, but I would make the acetate overlays and update the maps and position the troops, you know, and then make copies of these for all the command, you know, the brigade
officer.
And battalion and then company commanders that went down the line. So, Anyway, you know what really helped out a lot? You remember
no.
the old Avalon Hill games, like Stalingrad?
Oh, my God, yes. I played those for hours.
Well, because I knew those, I didn't really know them well, but I knew enough about them to where when I got to Germany, you know, I knew all the symbols, all the maps, and I knew the whole freaking thing.
Oh, that's right.
So what
they
were
pretty historically accurate.
In fact, their war games were based on the same model, only simpler. They would, like, roll dice to see what would happen.
Right.
So when by the time I got there, I had all this down. I was way ahead of all of the officers and that. I said, I know this crap. So, yeah, I had a position. I mean, I was like, you know, I was.
You were the hot dog.
I was it. Oh, I was the man for quite a while. They couldn't figure it out. They said, how the hell does he know this? We don't know this. Yeah, it was kind of funny.
So I guess I talked about all the things I wanted to talk about tonight. Summer reading, Barack Obama being too soft, the ad in Illinois, the Ed Show. By the way, everybody out there, if you watch MSNBC, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Daylight Time, it follows Hardball, the Ed Show with Ed Schultz.
Mm.
I really like it. And if...
I'll say he's better than Oberman.
Why did I like Keith Olbermann?
Oh, but he's...
Am I the only one?
He's obnoxious. I mean, and, you know, Chris Matthews is bad enough, but good God. I mean, did you see...
Well, how about the lady with no neck?
Oh, Rachel.
She went to Afghanistan.
See, now I like
Rachel
Maddow. I like her.
She's got no neck.
Well, I'm not going to bed her down. I'm just watching her on the television.
There's a rumor, Norm, that you barely have a neck left also.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
My God, we got this lake house with, oh, there must be 50 steps down to the lake.
Oh, goodness.
Actually, it is. It's really very nice. It's a beautiful house.
She's rather nice looking, I think. Rachel.
Rachel? She's not nice looking. She's a beast. She looks like a man.
Well, she's lesbian. What do you, I mean, you know.
Well,
I,
that doesn't
no,
mean she has to look like
I
a
mean,
man.
No, she's. But she's not. She's pleasant. She smiles and makes jokes, and she's very good at what she does, I think.
Oh, I loved Oberman. Anybody who can go to from sports to politics is great in my book.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's going for a while.
Well.
Oh, you know what? You know what? My brother, he likes to watch. I don't watch it very much, but he's here at the lake with us. And so in the morning, we put the Today Show on, and he says, look at George Stephanopoulos. I can never say his name.
Stephanopoulos.
Stephanopoulos. He looks like he's standing in a hole when he stands next to that big, tall woman.
Oh, well, yeah.
But anyway, we got 1 minute. And remember, everybody, I really got to thank you for coming to join us tonight. It's been a great show, and I've had a great time. We've had a full chat room, some activity on the line. The first time we've gone an hour in a long time, and I really enjoyed it. If it's Tuesday, it's Norm at Night, and we'll see you next week. And by God, I want to be closing in on 8,000. Thank you all for coming.
Hemorrhoids. Don't watch it.
Thank you all for coming, and we'll just go out of here with a few bad habits. We'll see you all next week.
Okay, man. Enjoy your vacation.
See ya.